You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
As always, you can listen to the show and all of our shows on The Fan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Meredith coming through. Big show tonight at Blossom, man. I'm pumped. Bare Naked Ladies, Fastball, Sugar Ray. There's a little Sugar Ray. You into that at all? That's a fun concert. Bare Naked Ladies is awesome. Every time they come into town, they're fantastic. Last time I think I saw them at Nautica. Tonight they're at Blossom. I'm trying to think who I saw last time.
I must tell you, anytime I hear the name of the group Bare Naked Ladies, I have to calm down.
You have to pause for a second.
Yeah, because I don't want to make a stupid joke.
You know? Oh, I mean, really?
Their name lends itself to stupid jokes like crazy. I think you just said anytime Bare Naked Ladies come to town, I get excited.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you do, Andy.
Well, I'm just saying.
I bet you do.
If I had $1 million, if you had $1 million, if Brian Wilson had
$1 million, more Bare Naked Ladies would come to your
one
town,
week,
Andy.
I can tell you what, Bare Naked Ladies, because they're a Canadian band, probably would get drafted in the first round by the Cavaliers. Just saying. And I think they know if they're right-handed or left-handed, unlike Tristan Thompson.
Let that go, man.
What?
Let that go.
That Tristan Thompson played here forever.
He's had a fine career.
He has, and so have Bare Naked Ladies. Underrated song, Odds Are. Jeff, you would love the song Odds Are, because when they did the video, it was a newscast. It was awesome.
That's Andy.
There's two old newscasters here.
I'm Jeff.
It was great. I can't wait. Anybody else going? Raise your hand. Oh, I see you. Okay, good. I'm pumped for tonight's show.
You were
downtown last night. You're a man about town, but you don't give up information about yourself ever. You're very, very close-minded.
I'm not here to share my life
too,
with everybody.
I am, but people need to know. If it's going to be Baskin and Phelps, people want to know who Phelps is. They want to know who the real Jeff Phelps is. Or Jelf. Jelf. Like, if you were Cher or Prince, you would be Jelf.
Jelf. Jelf.
Hey, what's Jelf doing tonight? Oh, did you see the paparazzi? They were all over Jelf.
I went to see Kimberly Akimbo last night at Playhouse Square.
There you go. I walk through Playhouse Square every day. I see the signs up there. How was it? Was it good?
It was a very well done, somewhat funny, and depressing play. I'll leave it at that.
Has it got something to do with roller coasters?
No, it was very well done.
I don't know. The poster has roller coasters in the back. That's how it caught my eye.
It's a misnomer.
That's how it caught my eye in the beginning. In fact, I saw Bare Naked Ladies play a four-song acoustical set at Playhouse Square, just moments away from the stage where you were last night.
That's outstanding.
A long time ago from our good friends at Q104.
Well, the performers did a great job. There were only nine performers in the play.
They were
outstanding. But,
did you give them a standing O at the end?
Yeah, but mainly because seats are tight. You got to stand up.
Oh, come on. That's not why. You don't give a standing ovation if somebody doesn't deserve it.
They were very good. But the play is somewhat... It's an odd combination of somewhat funny and depressing.
Oh.
All at the same time.
Oh.
Nonetheless.
Jeff Phelps. Or Jelf.
Thank you very
much.
Gives
his review.
I threw something out last segment. You looked at me like I had something in the middle of my forehead.
That would be every time I look at you.
And I told you that the Browns offense going into this year, the Browns offense reminds me of something. And I hope that this doesn't turn out to be the case. And on the other hand, maybe I hope it does.
Bare Naked Ladies, is that what it reminds you of?
I wish. It's this. What do you expect out of the Browns offense this year? Just give me an answer. What do you expect?
short passes, tight ends, running backs.
I'm talking productivity. What do you think?
Maybe they can get to 21 every game.
You know what the Browns offense is?
I don't know. What is it?
It's the Guardians offense.
Oh, yeah.
The Browns and the Guardians, they have the same offense.
I don't want to agree with you, but I will.
And I say that for this reason. You can look at the Guardians offense and you think, oh, good Lord, you got like two guys. On a good day, you have three. Kyle, are they playing Kyle today? Okay, then you have 3.5 because then you've got Carlos Santana. Carlos is a half. Kyle, when he plays, is a one. So there's like 3.5 guys, it seems, in their offense. And then other guys oftentimes find a way to do the job and get it done. For instance, Andy, right now, best team batting average in Major League Baseball, and batting averages aren't what they used to be. It's .265 by your Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, of course.
And you know, there most teams
a lot of Canadian influence.
Most teams
segment,
in Major League Baseball are hitting under .250. No team is hitting lower than the Guardians .228.
Oh, that's
team batting average for the Guardians is .228. .228. And when it comes to runs scored, which, you know, hey, if you're not hitting, who cares as long as you're scoring runs? Yeah, they're not doing that real well either. They're 26th. Yet they're right there for the wild card.
This goes back to the plus minus I was talking
about. Yet they're right there for the wild card. And that's my fingers are crossed that that's my hope for the Browns. You look at this offense for the Browns and you think, all right, what do they have on the offensive line? Well, they've got some veterans who have been pretty good, but they've not had a whole lot of health lately. I hope they can come through. And then you look at quarterback and you think, what do they have? Well, the best option appears to be a 40-year-old guy who's had like 5 really good games since he left Baltimore. And then you look at the running backs and you think, well, our number one guy's out. God knows when he's showing up. But we do have Jerome Ford, who's been competent. And that Samson kid looks interesting. You know, like Samson's like Dylan Rocchio or Brian Rocchio.
Yeah.
Dylan Samson or Brian Rocchio. Should we just call him Dylan Rocchio?
Yeah, we're all into making up these one-name nicknames this segment.
And then you look at the wide receivers and you think, who do you have? What do you got?
I got Jerry Jeudy.
Okay, so he's your Jose Ramirez. Is that what you're... That's what we're basically saying.
So what's
There's
Deontay
Jose
Johnson?
Ramirez.
Is he in there?
What's Deontay Johnson?
Yeah.
Deontay's Nolan Jones.
Okay.
Guy who's had a pretty good... You know, Nolan had a pretty good year.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's that this year?
Where's Cedric Tillman?
Cedric Tillman would be Angel Martinez. Looks pretty good in small sample size. Looks pretty good.
Is David Njoku Stephen Kwan?
Okay. Let's go with that.
Can we give him Stephen Kwan?
But you get my thought here. No? Somehow, despite their offense stinking, Guardians offense stinks. I'm sorry. You've got the worst batting average in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, by one point. It's 1 point.
Yeah, well, okay, good.
Have two good games, good. And now all of a sudden you're out of the basement.
Way to squeeze ahead of the White Sox. Way to go.
I'm just saying you could change your fortune here in a moment.
In other words, one of the worst batting averages in Major League Baseball.
No, that's
one of the worst run totals in Major League Baseball. Yet they're still competing for a playoff spot. And that's my hope. That's my hope for the Browns. That they have this struggling offense, but they turn to their pitching staff, their defense, and they keep in games.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And then do enough offensively to get it going. Is that fair? You like that comparison?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I also think that, you know, if they're not going to put batting average on the scoreboard at home games, then we shouldn't have to talk about them then either, because they're 27th in slugging percentage and they are 25th in on-base percentage. Does that make you feel
better?
Seriously,
the defense is like the pitching staff. It will keep you in games. And then you have to be opportunistic on offense. I honestly look at these two teams and I think that's the same deal. It's pretty darn close.
Yeah, did you also know that the Guardians have the least at bats in Major League Baseball?
Well, that's swell, Andy.
Well, I guess if you're not hitting well, that'll do it. I mean,
when you don't get
the White Sox are 29th and they have 50 more at bats. 53 more at bats.
That's wonderful. You know why you have the fewest at bats?
Because you're not getting on base.
You have the fewest hits. That's why. Ryan's in Buffalo. Hello, Ryan.
Rhino.
Hey, gentlemen. I want to talk more about Bare Naked Ladies. No, I'm just kidding.
But don't we all, what do you want to talk about? One week? You want to talk about? What song do you want to talk about?
Lying in bed like Brian Wilson did, or broken through the old apartment. I tell you, real quick story on that one. Back in 97.
Pitch me, man, baby. Pitch me.
Almost 30 years ago, man, they played outside the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame during the MLB All-Star game.
Yeah.
That's the year Sandy Yellamer, I think, won the MVP. I digress, man, but that band is just phenomenal. That's just upbeat. That's just one of the greater bands that Leslie talked about. But I digress on that, man. Moving forward with the Browns, man, just like everyone else out there, I'm not even sure what I want as a fan from this year. I just feel our future is ahead of us in the NFL draft. Winning games, don't get me wrong. Moral victories, you know, keeping the fans interested, obviously, is what the front office is going to try to do. All the while, I feel secretly recognizing that this is a year that they just kind of want to go away and move forward with, because there really is no identity. Spending money, like you alluded to, obviously, with wide receivers, that's irrelevant. That's just throwing money to the wind. There's no starting quarterback. We don't have our real true left tackle. We don't have a running back game. Our offense is...
You don't have a lot of things, Ryan.
You know what? I love the Browns. I'm diehard. I'll be their games. But I still, just this year in particular, it is just yuck, because it's veteran-laden. It's not 2017-ish where just rookies everywhere. And there's a Hall of Famers and there's veterans everywhere, especially the offensive line and whatever, Miles, et cetera. So this unique scenario. It's just a scenario where we just don't have that point guard, where you don't have that quarterback, the guy that's running the system. With that being said, you alluded to, Jeff, what do you feel this identity, or what do you make out of this Browns offense? Man, right now it's a D minus. I'm not giving him a failure, because we have a veteran-laden offensive line that's really going to maul the opposition. So I think it'll be ground and pound this year.
If healthy, Ryan.
I tell you, that's true, too. You touched on a note. These guys are not getting younger. It's just yuck. The defense is just that thing where we got to grow on that moving forward. But the offense, man, I'm going to cheer the Browns on. At the same time, man, it's like tongue-in-cheek. We're all looking to next year and the year after, I think. But anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks for the call.
All right, Rhino. Rhino in Buffalo on his world tour continuing. Seriously, we've seen...
He needs T-shirts of where he's at. Right on the back,
I would think so.
Cities,
we embrace the Guardians' lack of offense because we think their pitching can be big time,
right?
And it has been big time. I think the pitching has done a real nice job this year, all things considered. And I think I hate to draw the complete parallel, but I think the Browns are just like the Guardians. Their pitching staff is the defense, and the offense is real hit or miss. And we're going to have to see what you get. Now, they could surprise us. You know, Jerome Ford could go out and do what he does. And I don't want Jerome to do anything more than he's done in the past. If he just does that, that's fine, as long as somebody else is there to compliment him, Dylan Sampson. And if one of the wide receivers, just one, Deontay or Cedric Tillman, can step it up and be a real nice compliment to Jerry Jeudy, okay, that'll help a ton. And if Harold Fannin can be what a lot of folks think Harold Fannin's going to be as a compliment to David Njoku, and you start running a real serious two tight end offense, all of a sudden you're ahead of the 3.5 hitters that the Guardians have on most nights. And then you keep your fingers crossed on everybody else because they are major leaguers and they can hit. They just don't do it with regularity. Browns offensive players are NFL offensive players, and they'll come up with some productivity once in a while, but it's that consistent productivity that leads to winning franchises, winning teams, winning seasons, playoff victories. And I don't see that with the Browns right now, just like I don't see it with the Guardians, which is why I don't mind them not going whole hog at the trade deadline. I'm tying everything together in one nice little bundle here, Andy.
There is a Clevelandistic view of the Browns, knowing that no one's played yet this year and that you're sitting there with an open book going into the year, no matter how bad everyone tells you your team is going to be. I found it fascinating the other day when Jeff Shedell thought that they could take the over this year, which is what, over 5.5? I don't know that you'll find a lot of people nationally that would agree with him.
I would take that.
You would take the over at 5.5?
I think they're going to win more than 5.5 games.
Yeah. I think they would have won that last year had things not kind of went sideways at the end of the season couple weeks.
One of the reasons they went sideways was because you decided to play DTR.
Yeah, and you almost guaranteed yourself the under by doing that. But I still remember when DTR was, you know, in his first year as a rookie, and people were like, this guy's incredible, and he might be
I don't remember that.
I do. Especially if you, I do.
I don't. I thought he was intriguing, and I didn't want him to play.
It was too early. It was too quick. It was too much. It was just, it wasn't there. And
throws a nice ball.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting to see him if he gets playing time. Where's he at, Philly now? Yeah. If he gets more time playing now.
You mean like real time?
If he gets to play somewhere down the road again, I wonder what he'll... No, he'll
only
be a backup.
Only if Jalen Hurts gets beat up.
Yeah, I'm saying if he gets a little bit of...
And then he's the third stringer anyway.
Yeah, I wonder what he might look like in a different scenario with different wide receivers, different running backs, different... I think he's a career... He'll be a career backup, don't you?
He might be a career Canadian League player. We'll find out soon enough.
Wow, you're not giving him any chance. Zero.
No, nothing wrong. You're making money to play football. You only have like 90 quarterbacks in the NFL. You got to be pretty good.
I'll be interested to see how his career turns out when it's all said and done.
And I hope for his sake it's a good one. He seems like a really nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot. Anybody else in on my comparison? Browns, offense, Guardians, offense, team success, maybe the same way? I don't know. I don't see it on the Browns offense. It doesn't mean they can't be successful, because they have the pitching staff defense to go along with it. Kevin Stefanski speaking after practice. We expect that to be in about 14 minutes. You'll hear it right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on
video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.